This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Over the past three decades, thousands of New York's dairy farmers have gone out of business. Half of them, in fact, farms in Wisconsin and California have also been failing in big numbers. Now, in a latest effort to survive, some small farmers are making the switch to organic in the hopes of injecting a little more economic certainty into the business. Eilish O'Neill has the story.
Paul and Maureen Knapp are fourth-generation dairy farmers in this rural part of New York. For years, they struggled to make ends meet.
We don't know if we can pay the help or, you know, pay the machinery bill.
That's because conventional farmers get paid a month behind. They don't know what they made in August till September. Andy Novakovich, an agricultural economist at Cornell University, says the government decides what dairy farmers get paid based on the price of cheese and butter.
So that means at the end of June, you collect the data and you say, this is what we sold cheese for in June. And so then in July, you can say, okay, Mr. Farmer, this is what I'm going to pay you for the milk that you sold in June.
This uncertainty, plus some extreme price volatility, put about 5,000 New York dairy farmers out of business in the last 30 years. Some dairies were bought by the farmer next door. Others just disappeared.
If you talk to some of the people that can remember back then, they'll tell you, you see that group of trees over there, that used to be a farm.
But 300 New York dairy farms have found another solution, going organic. It takes 3 years to transition, and organic cows, which spend their days grazing outdoors, produce less milk than conventional cows. But Maureen Knapp says organic has a huge advantage. The price is determined by what consumers will pay.
With organic, there's a stable pay price. You know what you're going to get.
The Knapps have a contract with Organic Valley. They make about $3 a gallon. Compare that to the $1.25 or so conventional farmers have made for the past year. Paul Knapp says he hopes dairy will be sustainable, economically and otherwise.
Farming is something that's in your heart. We used to joke between the three boys, we should get at least one farmer.
The Knapps would like to see their farm become a fifth-generation dairy. In New York, I'm Eilish O'Neill for Marketplace.